50 years ago, Miss Karen Duncan of Caribert won a 6-volume set of Webster's Encyclopedia and a gallon jar of jelly beans in a contest run by Wheatland Regional Library during National Library Week. The Wilkie and District Chamber of Commerce sponsored an appreciation banquet for the Outlaws. Awards handed out included Most Gentlemanly Player, Ed Holzman, Most Valuable Player, Herb Skell, Leading Scorer, Phil Beaudoin. The Unity Brownies paid a visit to Adanac, going on a nature walk and having a wiener roast. The highlight of the day was the visit to the Adanac hardware store where Mr. Greenwood showed all the treasures of his museum, which the Brownies found very exciting, especially the old World War II bomb. The Unity Cardinals announced the signing of Steve Simonian, a hard-throwing right-handed pitcher from Fresno, Cal. The Outlaws donated $100 to the Wilkie Artificial Ice Society. With Mother's Day coming up, the Paris Café at Unity was advertising 1-pack each of sweet and sour spare ribs, deep-fried shrimp, chicken fried rice and chicken chow mein for $5.50. 20 years ago, West Central Pelleting announced Brad Sutherland and Charles Chuck Fiss were joining the company as general managers of operations and administration. Laser forward 14-year-old Ricky Say of Phippen was drafted in the third round, 51st overall, by the Lethbridge Hurricanes in the WHL Bantam Draft. Lucelin's Marilyn Kennedy, Victoria Knorr and Larissa Strobel were among the artists participating in an exhibition at the Prairieland Community Center in Caribert. Running for Western Day's Rodeo Queen were Chelsea Leeson, Megan Briggs, Linda Turk and Courtney Coyd.